This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Let me tell you something that has the criminals in this country that have been posing as politicians and media members running scared. It's because you are willing to stand up and confront them. Now, this next video clip I'm about to go to is incredible on so many different levels. This is a man who showed up at Bill Clinton's book signing tour, which we are having a Bill Clinton protest here, a Me Too Bill Clinton protest Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Central, outside Bass Concert Hall, this Sunday in Austin, Texas, outside of Bill Clinton's book speaking tour, hashtag Me Too protest, outside Bass Concert Hall, this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. Hope I can see you there. I'll be there. And this is why they're panicking right now. This is why they're scared, because the average human, the average American, is willing to stand up, willing to confront the corruption face to face. Now, you remember the Bill Clinton is a rapist contest that went viral and was all over mainstream television news. Now we're doing the same thing to his book tour. And look at this most recent clip where a man confronts Bill Clinton inside a crowded theater over his trips on the Lolita Express.
Why did you fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express 26 times? 26 times, Bill. Why? What were you doing on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? He knows. James Patterson knows who Jeffrey Epstein is.
Now, pause it right here. I want to explain something about this video that's potentially the most incredible thing to me. This is a crowded theater. An entire hall full of people, hundreds of people here, it looks like, to see Bill Clinton and hear him speak. And here's one individual, the only individual in that entire crowd that's truly alive. The only individual amongst the brainwashed sheeple that can still think. And the reason I say that, you'll understand later in this video. Watch as he continues to confront Bill Clinton over his 26 trips on the Lolita Express, which, by the way, dozens of which, more than a dozen times, he ditched Secret Service to go on that plane. Why would he do that? Let's go back to the clip.
Child sex trafficker, you flew on 26 times.
Shut up.
What, you got nothing to say? You know you did it. James, tell him who it is.
This is an open session.
It's not an open session?
Not for questions. Okay. So you can keep this.
You wrote a book on Jeff. Sir. 26 times, Bill.
If you can sit down, then it's going to continue. You can't disrupt the event.
You didn't investigate it.
Okay, let's go.
You didn't investigate it. Look it up. Jeffrey Epstein. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah. We know, Bill. We know, Bill.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, have a good time, folks.
Can you guys name the person in your early life?
Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, there's another part on the end there that I wanted to get where he's walking out and the guy's like, oh, you're insane, you're insane. Can we get that? Is that possible to get? Play the end real quick, because this is key.
We know, Bill. We know, Bill.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, have a good time, folks.
Can you guys name
Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey?
Jeffrey Epstein.
So Clintons are friends with Spacey, Epstein, Weinstein.
It's a point.
You are.
What's that?
You're acting
insane. Okay, so at the end here, the guy's like, you're acting insane. He's the only one in the crowd that's not insane. He's the only one in the crowd that has a brain. He's the only one in the crowd that has the ability to think critically and freely. Everyone else in that crowd is a brainwashed minion. He's the only one that's still alive. And what do? They point the finger at him and say, you're insane. No, dude, he's the last of you left that's still alive. Incredible.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
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 Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Then Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Filling in for Alex Jones, I am your host today, Owen Schroyer, and I am about to be joined by Reverend Clennard Childress of blackgenocide.org, and I'm glad that Reverend Childress was able to join me today. You see, last Friday, we had a protest here in Austin, Texas, where we protested Planned Parenthood. We're going to schedule another one a few months down the road. We're going to try to get better numbers at this next time. But aside from the fact that, you know, I would just like to see innocent lives and innocent babies stood up for, someone has to stand up for them. It's also worth pointing out the double standard here, where the left cries for the children anytime there's a mass school shooting, which, of course, nobody wants to see that. But if you're going to virtue signal for children, why don't you stand against Planned Parenthood? Or better yet, if you're going to chant Black Lives Matter and have a bunch of protests for Black Lives Matter again, why do you ignore Planned Parenthood? And Reverend Clennard Childress has tried to tackle this issue with his website, blackgenocide.org. Reverend, thank you for joining me today. Well, we're glad to have you here, and one of the main things that you find as soon as you go to blackgenocide.org is the fact that 1 in 2 black women in the United States will abort their baby, especially in New York City. This is something that seems to go completely ignored by Black Lives Matter. Do those lives not matter to them, Reverend Childress? I'm just trying to figure this out.
Well, honestly, they don't really matter. And the great thing about this is because of programming like this and others, Candace Owens recently is doing a great job getting the word out. And certainly they're beginning to put groups like this under the microscope. It's really an exciting time right now for me watching this trend where they're being challenged. The use of Kanye West is certainly something I would have never predicted. But what it is, it's causing African Americans in the urban areas to really look at the agenda of past presidents and really recognize that much of the policies of the party unquestionably were very detrimental and literally disseminating the African-American community. So I'm excited about what's going on, and this decimation is going to stop. 1,786 African-American children are killed each day by abortion. Those numbers are beginning to drop now, thank God. But it's through awareness. You know, Scripture says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And nothing more truer when it comes to the issue of abortion.
And as a political issue, we can have a debate on abortion all day long, and I think it's a fair debate to have. However, I don't think there is a debate when it comes to the government funding abortion. I don't think there should be a debate when it comes to the government funding Planned Parenthood. To me, this is a no-brainer. That's illegal. Now, they say they earmark those dollars for other services, but give me a break. 75% of Planned Parenthood's funding comes from the government, and they abort millions of children a year. So whether or not they have that $1, you know, they got from the government, 75% of their funding, whether or not they choose to put that into the, let's say, soda machine to get the soda, it doesn't matter. They just saved that dollar to use another dollar to put in the soda machine. So it's really a false narrative to me.
No question. It's corruption. There's no question about that. And I thank God for this president, Donald Trump, beginning to deal with that issue of defunding Planned Parenthood, even so much so as to the tune of $545 million, that their major business is abortion. They're the leading abortion provider in the country. And undoubtedly, I think women need to recognize that the health ramifications from this are so detrimental and so destructive. Yet there's not even a discussion. We're heading out to San Antonio soon at the NAACP conference because this discussion on the health ramifications is not being talked about inside their forum, which is gross negligence of the highest regard. So we're right now seeing the message of black genocide and its source, abortion, coming to the forefront of discussion. It's not there yet, but it's been a lot of good things have been happening. And as you stated earlier in the program, 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion, but people are profiting from that. We've had too many incidences, basically, where they have been verified. Not only is Planned Parenthood collaborating with human trafficking, but they're profiting off of body parts. I think Kevin O'Keefe's basically ability to get in there and film that was very powerful. And I'm grateful for the fact that the matter is that these things are rising to the forefront where we're begin to say, well, if you're going to talk about Planned Parenthood, you got to talk about this. And I also want to say, and I watched a program where you were heading out there to Austin when you were announcing, and the picture that you were carrying, I thought was very apropos, very, very important for this present day society, because our millennials, unquestionably, the last thing you want to call them is racist. But yet, the organization itself was founded by one of the most renowned racists of our time, Margaret Sanger, who was a white supremacist, clearly. And we'll take on that debate anywhere in the world. And certainly they don't want that debate. So when I heard you were, saw that you were carrying that picture out there, let's have a discussion about this. If this is the mindset of the abortion industry, and where they've already, she's already commented that colored people are like human weeds and they need to be exterminated. It's not about family planning. It's about eugenics. It's about basically trying to eliminate those whom you feel are not redeemable, those who you feel are not suitable in your scope of what life is. That is so dangerous, but yet we had a president Barack Obama, who was basically encouraging African Americans to look at Planned Parenthood as a viable means for an unwanted pregnancy. So we're turning the corner. I'm just excited about Donald Trump. I didn't expect this to be so clearly a pro-life president as he has become. Right now, the grassroots things that you were doing prior are so important because it keeps the discussion on the forefront of the burners of our lives, and we have to discuss these things if we're ever going to end.
Well, I completely agree. And having the discussion can at least get some of the truth and some of these details out there to some of the people who may have stubborn minds and hardened heads, but just continuing to push it out there, it'll eventually permeate. Now, I got a couple things I want to get into you on the other side, the NAACP, and then the key about the eugenics of Planned Parenthood, really, that needs to be discussed. But before I get to that with Reverend Childress on the other side, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. As he was talking about, We're trying to do more. We want to do more grassroots protests. We want to send out more camera crew. We want to send out more reporters. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Sale has begun. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off some of our top-selling products such as BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force Plus. It's all 50% off right now, part of the Super Summer Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. And with your support, we're able to do more reports, hire more crew, and continue to expand in the face of the censorship. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream.
Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't know, children. I love things.
How do you get your abortion paid?
I pay for them.
I thought
good.
You said
how many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
Take your male
privilege
somewhere else.
How about
you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, two,
three, four. Wow! That's the guys that attack out.
I'm going to hop in the dump. Okay. Good for you. Well, that's the type of stuff we capture when we go out and go to these protests or have a protest at Planned Parenthood, which we're planning one soon, one bigger than the one we did last Friday. We're going to get the details on that as we plan it, probably a month or two away. In the meantime, though, Reverend Clennard Childress joins me. BlackGenocide.org is his website where you can find all of his work. Now, there's two things I want to get into with you here in this segment, but the most important to me is the eugenics of Margaret Sanger. Now, I have a story here in front of me from Zero Hedge. Opioids are responsible for 20% of millennial deaths. Crisis will impact U.S. for generations. Well, okay, people need to understand that's one aspect of a eugenics population control program. Now, you combine that with what the Planned Parenthoods of the world are doing at their abortuaries and all the abortions, you're looking at my generation of millennials losing about 30 to 40% of our population. That's about 40% of people my age, my generation, either killed by big pharmaceutical companies or killed by Planned Parenthood. Now, you've seen the Georgia Guidestones. We've told you about population control. You've heard of eugenics. You know about eugenics. Why do people just ignore the signs that are right in front of them, Reverend Childress, of the actual population control eugenics program that's going on?
Well, you raise a very good point. And even in the montage you showed prior to coming back on air, you see the anger from the other side, which is also a sense of us that we should stay encouraged, actually. What do I mean? Because if abortion is so good and it's so great and it's so wonderful, they get so upset when they actually see it. Why? Because they're a person of conscience. And what the church and activists and like-minded people have to recognize, we must appeal to conscience. And that conscience certainly stays with them long after our demonstration. And this is why we're getting the shift in the culture that we actually need, and is really bringing to light the simple fact of the matter. That is a baby. 18 days, there's a heartbeat. 42 days, there's brain waves. 68 days, the child is sucking their thumb. That's a person, which is protected. Dr. Martin Luther King basically laid the foundation of the civil rights movement based on, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all mankind is created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. First, I'm endowed by the Creator, not my mother or my father. I'm endowed by the Creator. So if they're making a bad decision, they have basically circumvented my right to the American dream, my right to pursue life. Whether I'd be born poor or born an orphan or whatever the occasion, the Declaration of Independence says I deserve that right to pursue. And pursue implies that I may not have it, or it is not in my grasp, but you can't take away the right for me to pursue happiness, and that's going on. You mentioned the decimation. 20 million African Americans are missing just due by abortion alone. We're not going to talk about AIDS. We're not going to talk about heart disease or cancer. If you were to add all those things up, accidents, it doesn't even come to nearly half of the amount of the amount that has been killed by abortion. So rightfully put, this is a decimation of a generation that unquestionably is being targeted. Abortion has been the most successful means of diminishing the African-American community and children. And as Reverend Hunter, our national director, would say, nobody knows whose womb holds the chief. But we don't know how many inventions we have destroyed because we destroyed the seed. There is repercussions that probably go unnoticed and unfocused upon. But no doubt, we're praying that this Holocaust would soon end, and those gifts will be allowed to be here to bless us, to hopefully change a society that we live out the dream that Dr. King saw, that we, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, are sitting at the table of brotherhood. He said that in 1963, and he said one day we would get to that land in 1968, the night before his death. He said, I would not get there with you, but one day we will get to the promised land as a people. So this very may be that season. And if it is that season, abortion, Roe versus Wade, would have to be overturned, and everyone would have the right to pursue the American dream. Right now, there's a segment of our society that's being denied access to the American dream, and that's the unborn. And anyone with a civil rights spirit in them, it's really a Holy Spirit move, but we'll call it civil rights for the sake of argument, would be addressing that segment of our society that's being denied their right to the American dream.
Now, we just got 60 seconds left here, but I was just curious. You mentioned the NAACP earlier. Are they cooperating with you right now?
No. The joint board, I want to say this, the joint board, the NAACP, has received marching orders in no way, form, or fashion allow this to even come in for discussion. They break their own rules when they deny chapters who agree with us that this should at least be a discussion. They will not allow those resolutions even to be read. So all this information I'm giving you or sharing in this short period of time is not even mentioned in NAACP conferences. Now, how can that be when 52% of the women are based of the African American community are experiencing an abortion? It is the most performed operation on a woman in general, and disproportionately African American. How can you not have that discussion at the NAACP conference? So we'll be there once again on the outside making that case. It is changing. Many people are saying we're right. The constituency is the joint board that is basically drawing the line because of their affiliation with Planned Parenthood and the far left.
All right, Reverend Childers, thank you so much. We got to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us, blackgenocide.org.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a reason why they talk about InfoWars unlike any other. That's because we're a news organization unlike any other. So they have to talk about us, but more importantly, they have to create a false narrative about us, so that when somebody who's unfamiliar with our work comes across us for the first time, they already have that subconscious subliminal messaging built into their head where they discount our information prima facie instead of actually learning what we're about, learning what we're saying, do the investigating for ourselves. So that's what this propaganda is about. But look at how desperate it is where we accurately report that President Trump's campaign was spied on. Then they report it. Then we double down on the reporting saying, see, we told you so. Then they retreat and say, wait, we didn't say that. We never said that he was spied on. In fact, you're crazy for saying he's spied on. And then you say, well, no, here's Clapper saying it. Here's the documents. Here's you admitting it. And then they say, okay, well, it wasn't a spy. And so this is how their propaganda works. This is how they're losing in a real debate as far as the behavior when it comes to the Obama administration spying on President Trump. So look at this compilation that we have put together of all the mainstream news attacking InfoWars for reporting the truth.
Republicans, you're the Alex Jones party. There is literally nothing too stupid and conspiratorial that you will not swallow.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And the other one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process?
And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence, Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There was no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come.
So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory.
The crazier it gets, the more they like it. That's their jam.
Now, how do you explain this? They say no evidence. Colbert, no evidence. Kimmel, no evidence. Are they that stupid? I mean, genuinely, you have to ask yourself this. Are they that stupid? Are they that bought and paid for? Are they that ignorant? Do they just read what's on the teleprompter? Do they really have no idea what they're talking about? They'll literally say anything. They're the fake news. How do you explain it? They first report it, wiretapping of Trump. We report it. Then they say it never happened. We report it again. Then they say it did happen, but it wasn't spying. We report it again. Then they say Trump is crazy. He gets his news from InfoWars, even though they're admitting that our news was accurate. I mean, seriously, this is like beyond 1984. This is beyond Twilight Zone. This is real life. Stooges like Kimmel, Colbert, John Oliver, stooges who are either the most ignorant people on television or literally are knowingly lying to you. Now, it's up to you to make that decision for yourself. Now, Dan Lyman joins me from InfoWars Europe's base out there where he is covering the Bilderberg meetings that are happening in Turin, Italy. And we're going to get to that in the next segment with Dan Lyman. But Dan, I mean, how do you react to this? How do you respond to this? I mean, it's like unbelievable. They say no evidence. We have the text messages now unredacted Okonis lures. They admit they had spies. I mean, it's right there. Obama wanted everything. We have all the evidence. Literally, we have all the evidence. And they just say, oh, no, you don't. You don't have any evidence. This never happened.
Yeah, you can draw a correlation between this and Bilderberg, which is going on right now, which not too long ago, pretty much everyone in the mainstream media ridiculed any of us who even dared to talk about it as it being completely, it didn't exist. And as we know, you know, Alex is one of the first people that really exposed that, and InfoWars has covered it year in and year out, and now it's a mainstream thing. They have a website, they announce their attendance, they have mainstream media figureheads inside these meetings. It's now a known thing. So I can't help but think of this famous quote, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. I think we're around the fight stage. So are we going to win next? I think that's kind of, we're in that transition right now.
And I guess it really just depends on the American public. But the average citizen, I mean, not trying to be insulting, they're victims of the, you know, the screen time, the drugs, the chemicals in the food and water. But it's like, does the average American have enough thought capacity left, have enough logic left to see the lies? Or do they just take it for what it is? Oh, I saw John Oliver. He said InfoWars is a joke. Trump's stupid. So I believe it. Does the average American now have enough critical thinking to understand that they're being lied to? That's the question. Can they still read? Do they still have a memory? That's the real thing. Can the average American still read, and do they have a memory left?
That's a good question. I think what's happening right now, and we see this across the West in Europe with the populist surge, and then, of course, with what's going on in North America, is there were a lot of people who would call themselves either centrists or disengaged or didn't pay attention to the news or whatever. And I think that center area is becoming definitively divided between people who can wake up and accept the fact that we're being lied to. They may not be like fully engaged like, you know, InfoWars listeners, but the middle ground, which I've called kind of collateral damage in this info war and this war basically for, you know, the future of civilization, there's that line is dividing down the middle, and you have rabid crazies on the left, and then you have a lot of other folks who are pushing over it just into the realm of seeking truth and looking for answers to questions that maybe never even popped into their head until people like Kanye West and Elon Musk are putting out these bombshell statements into the world where it's like, wow, there's a mass awakening happening. But it is dividing people pretty aggressively at this point.
Yeah, I mean, even Kim Kardashian, you know, tweeting out her thank you for Trump pardoning her friend or whatever. I mean, even that, I think, freaks some of the left out. It's funny, though, they accept that and then they hate him for everything else. I mean, literally, you can see people on Twitter saying, oh, Trump did good here, but everything else he does is bad. You know, Kim Kardashian, good. Everything else Trump does is bad. But this is like, let's say Media Matters. I'm going to do an analogy here. Let's say Media Matters, after this segment, goes and prints a story that says Dan Lyman joins InfoWars to report live on the Bilderberg conference. And then we come out and we say, Dan Lyman was never on InfoWars Live today. What are you talking about? And then they show the segment. They're like, here's Dan Lyman on InfoWars. We're saying, well, you know, maybe he was on InfoWars. He wasn't talking about Bilderberg, though. There was no discussion of Bilderberg. He wasn't reporting on Bilderberg. And they're like, okay, no, here he is talking about Bilderberg. And we're like, well, he wasn't really reporting on it or talking. We were just kind of chatting about it, just mulling around about it. That's what they're saying. I mean, that's what they're saying with the Spygate issue. We've got all the evidence. Clapper admits it. It's in the declassified text messages. They say, and then they say, oh, we were spying on him for his own protection, his own good. Yet they didn't tell President Trump, and they weren't spying on Hillary Clinton, whose emails and classified servers were actually compromised. So, I mean, it's all so fake. I'm just hoping and wondering still if the average American can even soak it all in and sort it all out. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you are listening to the likes of Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, or Bill Maher to get news and information, you have been fooled. You have been bamboozled. You have been lied to. Don't believe me? Look at the fake news reporters for yourself.
Now, Republicans, you're the Alex Jones party. There is literally nothing too stupid and conspiratorial that you will not swallow.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And the other one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process?
And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence. Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There was no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come.
So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI? The CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on this kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory.
The crazier it gets, the more they like it. That's their jam.
So there you go. Now, they can say no evidence and make a joke of Trump being spied on. Of course, why would they do that? Oh, just like they say the CIA and the FBI are the reputable sources. Oh, now you get it. See, the CIA and the FBI run those shows. The CIA and the FBI are running Jimmy Kimmel, Bill Maher, John Oliver, and Stephen Colbert. Why else would they sit here and act like they weren't spying on President Trump, even though we have all the evidence that they were? So let me explain the operation that they're doing right now. They're laying the groundwork for this to be reported on as a joke. So they do this whole thing before all of it comes out. Oh, it's a joke. He never spied. And then the average American, the average citizen, is so brainwashed that then becomes their cemented thought. And they don't have the critical thinking ability to do the research for themselves and realize that Trump was spied on. And they already believe John Oliver, a fake news reporter. So if you understand that, you understand everything. But to, again, draw the analogy to Bilderberg, which my guest Dan Lyman from InfoWars Europe was reporting in the last segment, who joins me here now. You could do that same exact compilation of all the news, everybody saying, InfoWars says a secret group meets called Bilderberg. InfoWars says Bilderberg is meeting in Switzerland. Bilderberg, the group that controls the world, says Alex Jones. As if it doesn't exist, they wouldn't report on it. Oh, now everybody knows. Now they're wide up out in the open. And, does anybody apologize to InfoWars for reporting on it first and then being made fun of? So Dan Lyman, again, kind of draw the comparisons to how they act like something doesn't exist, even though it's right in front of your face.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, there was recently a hit piece by BuzzFeed on us where they were talking about that InfoWars has a manager in Switzerland. They just called us a conspiracy site. No, like not even the least bit of a nod to the fact that we're a full-blown media outlet. So, yeah, it's amazing. What I also find amazing is event today. You know, this has been going on for years now. It's out in the open. There's even some mainstream CNBC and The Independent. They're all reporting on it that it's happening. They don't obviously put the spin on it that it's just a genial meeting of a bunch of well-meaning power players who are just trying to figure out how to solve all these world problems. But they're actually reporting on it now. However, in front of the event, it's just a handful of alternative media still. There's not even like one self-identified mainstream reporter. I don't see anybody there. I mean, in Davos, I saw Thomson Reuters. I saw, you know, they wear the jackets. They're very proud of where they work for. Here, you don't see anything, even though you have the Wall Street Journal, you have the Washington Post. They're inside the meeting, these people, Ann Applebaum and I think Peggy Noonan. They're inside the meeting, and they still can't even get a couple of reporters out there to just cover it. And I was watching some coverage of it by an independent journalist, and he raised the great point saying, if this was a meeting of actors or celebrities or sports stars, in the top 150 in the world, essentially, if they were all in one place, the place would be crawling with press just to catch a glimpse of them. But they're not even bothering with Bilderberg. And it's crazy.
And doesn't that show you the bread and circus? And then that explains why children grow up idolizing athletes and not even having a clue about what goes on in the real world. That shows you it right there. The real, let's say all of these world leaders from the private industries and from governments and big tech and everything meets here. These are the people that actually are shaping the world that you live in. Okay. At least that's what they claim. And, you know, I mean, they say it in their own papers. Look at what they're talking about in these meetings. But then you have a bunch of athletes that really don't shape the world outside of their own little sports bubble, which is fine. Don't really impact the future. Don't really change your life for the good or better, you know, or help your family or anything really. But that's the obsession. Like you said, I like that analogy. If you had LeBron James and Tom Brady and Lionel Messi and all of the best athletes meeting for a conference for whatever, the press would be everywhere. Just look at what happens when a Super Bowl is in town. Look at what happens with the Asian player. I believe he's from Japan, who's playing for the Los Angeles Angels. I remember when there was a player who was playing for the St. Louis Cardinals, So Taguchi, just having a Japanese athlete in St. Louis, hundreds of Japanese media outlets showed up to every game. So there's an obsession with sports that doesn't affect the future. But then the actual people that are claiming to try to shape the future, the media just doesn't even want to pay attention to that.
Right. If LeBron James has a comment about Trump, you'll see it in every newspaper, every website, especially if it's derogatory, which of course it always is. But then you have, you know, these power players. These are some big time folks and they're all getting together and there's like hardly a whisper. I've managed to talk to a few locals. Obviously, the language barrier is there. My Italian is not very strong, but a few of them, they knew what Bilderberg was, which was a good sign. I don't know how they knew, but one Italian lady, she said, "Do you like Bilderberg or don't?" I said, "No, it's not a good thing." And she said, "Good, good." And she gave me a handshake. So there's a little bit of awareness. So that's a good thing, probably more than there was in the past. But in general, it's just people walking by, going about their everyday life as this monumental event is happening, like right in their walkway, basically.
Well, and let's kind of shed more light on this as well. Where when Bilderberg was more of a secret thing and the media was blacking it out and the only people that would report on it were InfoWars, that's when it was truly the secret conglomeration of big industry and big government coming together for a continuity of government scheme. But once it got forced out there and being reported, that's when they went public. So the whole thing about them going public is like putting a shadow over the whole thing. So now they've expanded the thing. They do a whole public rollout of what they're going to talk about, show you the list. And then, you know, some of these people get inside and then they kind of see the whole thing and they say, oh, it's no big deal. They just have conferences and everything. No. They have secret meetings. They're acting like this is some big thing. They're showing you. No. They still have secret meetings with only a select few. So I just wanted to make sure the audience understands that.
Absolutely. I think I'm trying to figure out why there isn't a lot. There's no protesters. I know in past years there's been, you know, plenty of protesters or a strong alternative media presence. Here there's like nothing here this year. And I'm trying to figure out why that, like trying to figure out from my own perspective why that is. One angle that I'm thinking is we force these people out into the open. Now enough people know that they exist. And it's like we've moved on to the next thing in many ways because we forced them out into the open. We smoked them out. So I can look at it that way and say it's a positive thing. Now they can't operate in secrecy because people like Alex made these people go public. So it could be a good thing.
I think another angle might be, though, some of the same people that would go out and protest that, you know, that say Trump is trying to help the 1% now see the Bilderberg Group as anti-Trump, so they're like, oh, maybe I like the Bilderberg Group. So there might be an element of that involved in this too. Dan Lyman, you can find all his work at Infowars.Europe or Europe.Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us. Brandon Tatum on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.